You know, it's going to be interesting once the Packers get back on the field, how they use Clay Matthews. Some say keep him on the edge for pass rush. Others say he'll have a bigger impact at inside linebacker. We say no matter what, he's going to be a moving target. Matthews' home as of late has been left outside linebacker, where he's still making his share of impact plays, whether it's rushing the passer,
looking downfield, he's hit, yes. He's sacked by Clay Matthews,
or taking on all 320 pounds worth of Tyron Smith in the running game and dumping Ezekiel Elliott for a 4-yard loss. Flip it over now. Move Clay to right outside linebacker, and it's an invitation to confusion. I mean, how do you not get a hat on the Packers' leading sacker? Next, let's move Clay and his quickness inside. And now he's stunning his way past not one, but two Atlanta Falcons. We've seen impact plays inside and outside. How about off the ball and dropping into coverage? Clay Matthews at his best when he's on the move.
He's such a multi-dimensional football player. I mean, and he's smart. He's instinctive. I mean, you can play multiple schemes with him. And the more places Clay lines up, the better opportunities we're giving him to make impact plays. It'll be important for us to move Clay around, and that'll be part of the new defense.
A huge sack right there for the Packers.